you know, we all have a sort of a general sense of what that means, but what does it mean when it comes to producing a weekly radio show or weekly podcast to do so as a collective?
Yeah, I mean, ideally it means it's non-hierarchical, but in practice, it usually means there's...
Jerry Only of the Misfits. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Hudson.
Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
WGXE underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan Bunny of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Here are the WGXC headlines. Clocks move forward 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Long Island Republican Congressperson George Santos, known for his multiple lies, is offering to co-sponsor a bill to prohibit him from profiting off those lies if convicted of crimes for those lies. California Governor Gavin Newsom ended a $54 million contract with Walgreens on March 8th after the pharmacy giant pledged not to sell an abortion pill by mail in some conservative-led states. Central Hudson is raising electric rates this month. A former actor from the soap opera As the World Turns, Forbes March, was one of the two men arrested by Ulster Town Police for siphoning used cooking oil. New York's Education Department is considering changes to state regulations on restraint and seclusion in the schools. Dinosaur Jr. and the War on Drugs are among the acts performing at local outdoor festivals this summer. And a major snowstorm may impact the area Monday night and all day Tuesday.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Guardian has an interactive map of the United States showing where air pollution is worse. Locally, the area just east of the Hudson River throughout the Hudson Valley has the worst air quality. The Catskill and Albany areas also have worse air quality, and from Copec south along the border with Connecticut is another zone with lower air quality, according to the map. Based on information from the Center for Air, Climate, and Energy Solutions. The city of Hudson, for instance, has 6.6 micrograms of fine particulate matter per cubic meter on average from 2011 to 2015, according to the map. The World Health Organization considers 5 micrograms its safe level. See the map where you can plug in your zip code and find results on the Guardian website. Cornell Cooperative Extension is looking for volunteers to help with the Department of Environmental Conservation's annual eel count in streams and rivers from New York City to Albany County from late March through May. American eels are migratory fish that are hatched in the Atlantic Ocean and enter rivers as tiny glass eels each spring. The species is in decline over much of its range, and baseline studies are needed for conservation. Locally, the count takes place at Hanacroy Creek site in Baltimore. Anyone interested in helping should email or call Lindsay Strelu Howey of CCE Columbia and Greene Counties at las549@cornell.edu and 518-622-9820 extension 112. To help at any other location, email or call Sarah Mount of NYSDEC at sarah.mount@dec.ny.gov or 845-889-4745, extension 106. Chad Arnold reports in the Daily Gazette that 2 years after recreational cannabis use became legal in New York and several months after retail stores were predicted to open throughout the state, only three have. There are two in New York City and one in Binghamton. The owners of the Upstate Canna Company dispensary in Connecticut say they will open their store March 31st. Meanwhile, a pending lawsuit has a judge temporarily blocking the opening of any cannabis stores in five regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Times Union reports that on March 9th, state officials requested to relocate a, and I quote, rare and significant, end quote, Columbia County building from New York's Turnpike area 30 feet to protect it from traffic and road hazards. Hillsdale's Columbia Turnpike East Toll House on the north side of Route 23 used to charge passersby on a turnpike between western Massachusetts and the Hudson River that was active between 1799 and 1906. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2016. The New York State Board of Historic Preservation has signed off on the move. And you can read the full story at the Times Union website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Women, Life, Freedom, the power and promise of International Women's Day. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. March 8th, International Women's Day, arrived not a day too soon as women, half the world's human population, still endure varying degrees of oppression, violence, inequality, and discrimination. This day's living history is steeped in struggle and celebration, a day when women protest with courage and tenacity. From the Taliban to Texas, men wield words and weapons to subjugate women. Solidarity and action to protect and liberate women are needed now more than ever. Systemic oppression of women may be worse than Afghanistan. Richard Bennett, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Afghanistan, calls the Taliban's treatment of women
tantamount to gender apartheid.
In an update to the UN Human Rights Council on March 6th, Bennett said,
"The Taliban's intentional and calculated policy is to repudiate the human rights of women and girls and to erase them from public life. It may amount to the international crime of gender persecution, for which the authorities can be held accountable."
That same day, in a remarkably brave protest, Afghan women held a read-in sitting on the ground outside Kabul University. They opened books and began reading, defying the Taliban's ban on education for women and girls.
Those women that protested yesterday in Kabul, they know what they're facing. It. They know that when they go to streets and ask for their rights, it's gone. It's the killing. They might be killed on the streets.
That's Zahra Nader speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. She's an Afghan-Canadian journalist and editor-in-chief of Zan Times, a media outlet that covers human rights in Afghanistan.
They're still willing to take that risk because that is what's going to, you know, bring them hope. There's a fight for them to resist for their fights and what they want, even if that comes at the cost of their own lives.
Next to Afghanistan and Iran, nationwide protests continue, sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in police custody last September 16th. Amini was arrested by Iran's so-called morality police, accused of not wearing her hijab properly. The Iranian government has responded to the protests with a harsh crackdown, arresting thousands. Four men have been publicly executed so far simply for protesting. 14 more face execution, according to Amnesty International. Now a wave of apparent poisonings has struck Iranian girls' schools. At least 290 schools have been targeted, affecting no less than 7,000 students.
These horrific chemical attacks on girls' schools that have swept the nation have to be understood as a punishment against women and girls who have been leading this nationwide revolt for several months now.
That's Manijay Mouradian, professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at Barnard College on Democracy Now.
In response, people have been protesting. In fact, the National Teachers Union called for nationwide strikes, sit-ins, and demonstrations. And by my latest count, there have been such demonstrations in at least 17 cities. This is a nation in revolt.
March 8th is significant in modern Iranian history. The Iranian Revolution ousted the brutal U.S.-backed dictator, the Shah of Iran, in January 1979. Millions of Iranians hoped for a democratic, secular future. Instead, the return from exile of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini ushered in harsh theocratic rule. On March 8, 1979, Iranian women rose up in protest against the Ayatollah's new regime.
Those women who poured into the streets on International Women's Day 43 years ago, who rightly understood that the enforcement of mandatory Islamic dress code, mandatory hijab, was part and parcel of the erosion of all of the democratic promises of the revolution.
Professor Mouradian explained. She went on to link this history to today.
In Iranian Kurdistan, in Saqqez, the hometown of Mahsa Jina Amini, the teachers are on strike right now, defending the right of women and girls to education, but also condemning the broader state repression and the economic crisis that's really impoverishing ordinary people in Iran. Of course, Saqqez is where this uprising began in September with the slogan, Women, Life, Freedom, a slogan that is all about life and joy, echoing some of the themes earlier in your show that are connected, deeply connected to feminist movements and to International Women's Day.
Republican politicians in the United States decry the Taliban, including its treatment of women. But their apparent feminism only goes so far as these legislators pass law after law attempting to control women's bodies, restrict reproductive health care, and criminalize abortion. In Texas, five women have sued the state after they were unable to obtain an abortion to terminate life-threatening pregnancies. 4 months into her pregnancy, plaintiff Amanda Zarofsky's water broke. She needed an abortion but couldn't find a Texas doctor willing to do it. She then developed sepsis, which could have killed her. She may never be able to give birth again. The imprisonment of women for miscarrying, as happens already in El Salvador and other countries, may be coming soon to red states in the United States. March 8th, International Women's Day, began as a socialist protest among striking mill workers in Lawrence, Massachusetts, demanding not only bread, but roses. Now, over a century later, in addition to bread and roses, women, gender nonconforming, and trans and LGBTQ plus people are demanding education, bodily autonomy, equal pay, and freedom from violence. The struggle continues. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain showers and snow are likely before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 32 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support. WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, you know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Next, we hear 2023 new music from Feist. This is called Enlightening.
Keep my eyes. Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Oprah Show. I'm your host, Mark Ziegler. We have quite an interesting one for you today, folks. I survived a hippie cult. We have with us in the studio two people who were once part of the notorious Sunflower Cult, who some believe are responsible for the disappearance of hundreds of young men and women across the country.
Oh, hell no!
Rodeo and Aunt Denise. Thank you for being with us today. How are you feeling?
Well, first let me say, you mentioned that we used to be members of, as you call it, the Sunflower Cult, but actually we're still part of it. More on that later. Secondly, we don't actually use the word cult. Nobody does. That's an offensive term.
Yeah.
We prefer the word team.
Team.
Now, I want you all to imagine driving down a road, and you see some roadkill. It's a spider. You don't stop. Further up the road, you pass a dead cat. You don't stop. You see a dead deer. You don't stop. More driving, more roadkill. You see a bear. Don't stop. You see a gorilla. Don't stop. But then you see a human being lying on the side of the road. And what do? You don't stop. And why? Because she's laughing at you. And she's laughing, and she's laughing, and she's laughing. And that's why I'm sitting here today. Because the Sunflower Cult, Sunflower Team, saved my life. It was the 1980s. I was fighting in Vietnam. I owned all sorts of chains. I lost my way. But now, I cut my hand over wheat fields and corn grows from the whiskers of my choo-choo. And that's all because someone once handed me a brochure that said The Sunflower on it. And from that, I learned the ways of water farms and the human drift. That is, turning people into stargates. How you can exfoliate their pores to the size of brand new Lamborghinis, people, and walk right through them. And I learned that it is through the living body, literally, where you can experience the greatest mind-altering high abracadabra.
It sounds to me like you're not just sympathetic to these hippies, but that you actually love them.
Actually, Ziegler, hippies is an offensive word. We prefer the term earth people. But whatever, you're not my dad.
Ooh.
And so what if your kid goes missing, or you never see your partner again? There are more important things in life. Things are just things, man.
But these people are going bye-bye.
If you can't find these people who have disappeared, then how do you know they're not having a good time, or the best time? You have to understand that we go bye-bye too. We're all out there in a beyond zone that you can't comprehend. And by the way, remember what I said about still being part of the cult? Well, I'm not just still a member, but I'm the leader. And Aunt Denise and I have come here today to turn this whole studio audience into a sea of gaping door holes. To soak you down, to disappear into all of you, with all of you. A pleasure unlike anything you've ever experienced. Come, open up. Ice cream and french fries. Be born again by famous pregnant hunter-gatherers with bandages on their heads.
Ooh.
I am the people. We are the people. And this is love. This is drugs. Drugs is love. Drugs is love.
And this is when the event known as the massive entering occurred. The scene became chaos when thick fog was pumped through the vents. A high-pitched bone horn got blown, and the doors were bolted shut before anyone could escape. Mouths were frozen open in mid-scream as areas on the body began undulating, forming lesion-like portal holes, foaming in parts. From backstage, a horde of Earth people were released, flooding into the auditorium and wiggling themselves into any nook and cranny to deep dose on the drug of flesh. Bare feet were plunged into softened chests. Throats were being dived into head first. There were belly flops into bellies, straight in and beyond. No one in the studio audience was spared, including celebrities like retired wrestling legend Bret the Hitman Hart. The fog spilled out into the street, turning the highway into the dead salt flats of Niagara Falls. Cars were dried out with people petrified inside of them, waiting with glowing corporeal chasms to become multidimensional trailways for weird stoners. All around the riverside, people began disappearing, both host and mooch, to the sound of jumbo bubble wrap being twisted by the universe. Some say this fog is still spreading to this day. Just take a look out your windows. It might be rolling in from the hills, ready to take you to the other side. We'll see you there on the next episode of
Oprah.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I'd take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Who do you think you are? Dizzy Gillespie? You keep puffing your cheeks like that around here, and I'll kick you on the downbeat. Out of here, toots, or you'll wind up face down in the street.
The street? Shabby, you can do better than that. The street. Murderer's Alley. Putrid Avenue. Loser's Lane. Sucker's Sanctuary. Killer's Boulevard.
Footsteps, the trouble was about to pour me a double.
Mr. Sharpie, put down that crossword and listen. It's about Helen.
Go on.
I think she's in trouble. She's singing at the Boom Boom Room.
What kind of trouble?
Rumor has it that Toots is going to kill her.
Toots? I thought I told that no good horn player to jump off the refrain.
Toots says he wants to even the score. Yes. He plays a high A in his solo, he's going to shoot.
So what's in it for you, Ms.?
Norm.
A five-letter word for out of tune.
You can do better than that, Mr. Sharpie.
Tell Toots he's playing in the wrong clef.
I think of you. thought of you.
Well, Mike Sharpie, what a coincidence. I was just singing about you.
Cut the sugar. You'll be singing that song from the morgue if you don't watch it, Helen. Toots. He's gonna aim for you during his big solo tonight when he hits the high A.
Mike, what an imagination. Toots hasn't been able to play that A all week. Mike, he hasn't got the chops.
I'm worried about you, Helen.
Worried, Mike? You won't even kiss me.
Haven't I got the chops?
That Sharpie's got a splinted lip. Comes from a dry reed. He'll be back to save his dame. Helen Tremble.
Listen, Toots. Don't you think you've gone too far? I mean, murder. He's a man just like you. If you let me, I'll loosen him up.
Whose side are you on anyway, Toots?
You've changed, Toots. You're not the same anymore. You have a look in your eyes. Toots? Toots? Don't leave me like that. I'm not sure I even know who you are.
Chair in Toots' jazz band at the Boom Boom Room. I haven't seen Toots in a while, but a sinister charm still precedes him.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Barris. Any of you are aware of this,
But it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy.
The band Algiers put out a new album in 2023 called Shook, and this song is called I Can't Stand It from that album.
Thank you.
the floor. I love counting, counting to the number four. Oh, you're counting, counting with me to one less than five and one more than three. Whoa, oh, we're counting to four. Whoa, oh, let's count some more. One, two, three, four. Penguins that went by the door. Just back from the shore. One, two, three, four. Penguins that were by the door. One, two, three, four. Monsters walking across the floor.
Next, we hear from radio artist Scanner and the Wireless Rupture mix of his song Trawl with Bill Laswell. It was released in 2021.
Esto demuestra que no aceptan a los políticos tradicionales. Quieren una persona más capacitada para esa posición. Por eso Golisano es una esperanza para Nueva York. El 8 de noviembre usted puede votar por uno de esos dos políticos que lleva más de una década viviendo de los contribuyentes.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. At the tone, record your reply to
Selena Harper.
Then press hush.
We'll be right back.
on there for then?
Anyway, I can't say too much because the warm's done. Oh, I still hear ya.
Will you call me back in a while?
No, I'm okay. I'm upstairs in my room. But I'm going in. I can't say it. Anyway, it needs loving tender care. It's enormous. But Joe, I want you to see it. You know. But with, you know.
Have you got lager?
No, but there's a place for it.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't use half the room.
Yeah, I see. But I mean, well, you know, what we don't want to do is be paying a huge amount of rent, so.
No, I quite agree.
And,
you know,
half the window,
don't. Yeah, no, well, I mean, you know, half of them don't open either. But, you know.
It's a lovely home.
I want you to see it.
Right.
I want you to see it.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, the thing to do is ring Graham tomorrow, and I will call Julia. And say, is there a possibility? In fact, what we could do is look at it on our way back from, I'll give her a ring anyway. Yeah, okay. So you got back all right? Good. Good. Oh, right. Thank you.
company and send you a cab? Yeah. Hello, shall I ring your cab company and send you a cab?
Well, the thing is that it's annoying. Owen isn't here. He's gone to look for a cab, and I didn't know how he hasn't found one. I saw millions drive past.
He hasn't got his PIN number.
Wait. Well, I've never had one.
Owen's trying. He can't get one.
I can't believe
he's got all the bags.
Take my car.
It's
so much easier.
James, all right, quietly. If you are still there, why didn't you wait? Why didn't you wait inside the flat?
Well, we are waiting inside the flat. But we wouldn't look out for the cab. We ordered a quarter past. It was not even here.
James, you should ring them. And what did they say?
We rang them, and then Owen rang them, yeah?
And what did they say?
And they asked about it. And they took them to the local people, and they just left him ringing.
No. You're saying you ordered it. Is he coming back yet?
Because I don't have my PIN, I've got my number, which is, I don't see why you need the number.
Yeah, listen, if Owen comes back to you, I will get you a cab. I'll send it to Natalie's place now.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
It does, because it will go on our account from here.
Yeah, but they won't be here by the time we go.
Well, they'll be about 10 minutes.
Because
we've
found something in the last few minutes.
Well, if he comes back and he hasn't got one, ring me. And I'll get them on to you straight away.
Can you ring the company and ask them what the hell happened to them? Say my son ordered a cab, and he ordered it, for Carnegie Road 22. And how's it turned up? And what's wrong with them? And
okay, what? No, you had a fight with them. Okay, so